Support for NPR podcasts comes from Bose, offering Bose in-ear headphones designed for comfort and quality sound and featuring soft silicone tips in three sizes at bose.com/radio.
I have a rule about pets, about taking them off the road, and that is if I see them, I'll come back like the next day or like maybe the next day after that, and if they're still there, then I'll take them. Because what I've found is that dogs, if they're not picked up quickly, they're never picked up.
Did you feel squeamish at all when you started doing it?
No, not really.
It was never an issue?
No, I was squeamish one time. There was one... So I was driving along, I saw a beautiful possum that was in perfect condition. I pulled over the truck, I walked up to it, and I noticed that it was still breathing. So I was like, oh, well, maybe it got hit, and I should put it out of its misery. You know, that's the humane thing to do. So I took my industrial boat cutters. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. Can you even use this? I mean, it was horrible. I told that story like maybe a dozen times because hoping that each time it'll be easier to tell, but it's like the worst thing that's ever happened to me because I ended up just hurting it really badly, you know? And that was just awful enough. But then I was so freaked out that I just started running it over. Like it was really traumatic. I wanted to make sure I killed it. So, like, I was like, okay, let's just make sure it's dead. I mean, the lesson learned is, like, if I ever see a dying animal again, leave it alone. Let it fucking die. Yeah. Like, we once saw a dying deer one time. It was a little, like, doe. And the girl I was with, she wanted to save it. And I was just like, just fucking leave it alone. Let it die. Trust me. Just leave it alone.
Can
I just get you to say your name and your
profession? Yes. Hello, my name is Takeshi Yamada. I am an artist in Coney Island, Brooklyn, New York. If you leave even a single grain of rice on your dish, God will destroy your eyes. I really hate the concept of wasting, whether it is the food or animals. If it is a freshly killed animals, you have to eat. Don't waste anything, except the poop, you know. But even poop, take it, bring it to the garden, use that fertilizer. Don't waste anything. But only difference between the big fish eating a small fish and human eating fish is we show this respect. If you don't eat it for just for killing purpose, and if you don't have guts to skin and take meat with your own hand, it's not respectable. That's why I'm against abortion. And I'm for the eating aborted baby.
Hey, this is Nick. I just wanted to jump in here because I wanted to play back what Takeshi just said in case you missed it. So, here it is.
That's why I'm against abortion. And I'm for the eating aborted baby. And same token, I'm supporting wife or husband, whoever dies, one spouse has a right to eat them, cook them and eat them, so it becomes their part of their body is consumed and becomes joining as the other one. I'm supporting cannibalism, but for the sanctity of life.
So would you ever do that yourself?
If I get married with a wife, she die, sure, I'll cook her. I'll eat her. Why not?
Go,
So here's my favorite spot in New York, right here. It's my most favorite spot. I always... Look how much, do you see all those cardboard things? Like, those are all filled with fish parts, you know? They're very tidy here. I like that. Look how much, do you see all those...
If I don't manipulate them, ants will manipulate them in the nature.
So basically what I do when I go through here is just look for interesting parts that look cool.
What will happen to the dead snake? Well, worm comes and eat their flesh.
Crab legs. There's an interesting claw.
Ants, termites.
I always get excited when I find a frog head.
Or maybe dog. Like my dog, once when I brought a mummified lizard, when I'm looking other way, my dog ate it.
This is so beautiful to me. What's your favorite animal that you've worked on so far? The one that I'm working on right now, which is the human. This is my most favorite thing.
Because each plant and animal is like a god, same as us. We are god, but also the plants we are going to eat is also god. Chicken is a god, pork is a god, yeah, spinach is a god. So you have to show them respect.
So what's going into the human? Well, it's going to be a life-size human. The head, the form of the head is built on the calf head. The frog's heads are eyelids. The arms and legs, I think, are going to be shark parts, or small shark bodies. What I've done is I've stuffed deer limbs inside of them to look like bones. I once had a friend write a song about what I did. He wrote it from the perspective of the animals in heaven looking down on their bodies. And he said something like, I remember dying, but I didn't look quite like this. Yeah, it was a really cool song.
Where that finger ring I gave.
Oh, shit. Oh, nice.
What the hell is that?
Wow, welcome to New York. Maybe we should go.
Yeah, should probably head out here.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.